they want to. With all the time that they've got to put, with all the time, never change my mind. No, heaven is my God, is my goal. No matter what they're saying, call me and I'll go. Pastor Michael Gamble sharing insights with us regarding predestination. It begins with the one who created us. It continues with the one who created us. And that is where the fulfillment comes in. Pastor Gamble, it's on you. Predestination. You let us know Romans 8, 28 through 30. The fact that God knew from the beginning, not only that we would be here, but what the totality of our life would be about.
Yes, sir. And that is so awesome because, you know, one thing that Jesus said that really blessed me, sometimes we can see the conditions of the church and see some of the things that are going on in the church. But Jesus said the gates of hell would never prevail against this church. And I, as a pastor, you know, we have our little ups and downs. We have our little issues. But I don't care what happened. I don't care what happened in the world. The church going to stand because it's been predestined to stand. Mm. And so that is so awesome. And as I was talking to you before, it's that even as we was looking at Jeremiah 1 and 4 through 6, it says in that second part, it said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Mm. Now, sanctified means to be set apart.
Yes, sir.
We've been set apart from the world. And that's a problem in the body of Christ sometimes. Sometimes we want to just carry live the world with us, but we have to let the world go. And to really fulfill what God called us to do, we have to let the world go. Mm. And that don't mean that we can't associate with people. That don't mean that we can't speak to people. But some of the things of the age, we don't have to accept.
Yeah.
And so this is something that I thank God for, is understanding that and realizing that we have a purpose. And realizing that purpose that we have in Christ Jesus is that everything that God has put in place, he's not going to do it. He done already done it. And this is kind of it's new to people because the Bible said Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. That they went through the Father, Son, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, which is represented in the Old Testament, went through everything they was going to go through. His name wasn't Jesus. He was the Word in the Old Testament. And the Word became flesh. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got Yeshua, HaMashiach. But if you really look at it, they went through everything. Somebody had to come in and be the Father, and God said, I'll do that. Somebody had to be the Son and pay the price for the sins of the world, and the Word said, I'll do that. And somebody had to come and live in us.
Mm.
And now, what makes us so special than all the other dispensations, God, Emmanuel, is in us. And now that he's in us, and he can really control us because he won't, but only if we allow him. Because we are self-moral agents. God will not force nothing on us. We can do, we can basically do what you want to within a limitation. Mm-hmm. But when you allow the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, tells us this truth, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Yes. He orders our steps. Matter of fact, he said in the book of Job, he count our steps.
Yes.
Our steps been counted. And see, that's one thing that's so unique, even in our church on Sunday. We had God just moved in that service on Sunday because God was telling us, even as he has predestined us as a church, that the way that we've been going for the last 10 years, we're not going that way no more.
Mm.
He's taking us another route.
I love it.
And he said, I'm going to be glorified even in the route. He said, I was glorified in the 10 years that I've set the foundation. He said, but now, he said, part of your predestination, not only as an individual, but as a church, he said, I'm taking you to higher heights and deeper depths. And so that's why I begin to understand that it's not coincidental with God when it comes around to us, whether individually or collectively.
Yes.
And this is something that we can really trust, especially in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And Ella Thornton, I was sharing that with you, even in your life and in your ministry as an announcer, radio announcer, and where God has taken you. And I begin to see certain things. And not to really to bring him on the radio, but just to see, just to let you know what God said. I want him to know that what I'm about to do, I want the glory for it.
Yes, sir.
And even with Perry Broadcasting Service and how they have been bringing the word of God and the impact they've had in this community, it has not been forgotten. And the impact is going to be awesome. And so that's why it's so good, because we're supposed to be bringing the good news, don't we?
Yes, sir.
We're not supposed to be bringing doom and gloom. We're supposed to be bringing what God, we serve a God that says that, he said, my thoughts towards you are good and not evil.
Yes, sir.
That you may have an expected end. So it is such an honor to, as we realize that what God has for us is so awesome, and we just got to be in expectation. A lot of people in the body of Christ is not in expectation of what God can do. Wow. They didn't see some things in their life where God had took them through some trials and tribulation, but he brought them through them, and it's for his glory. But I'm here to tell you, this is a unique time, because God said he has harvest on his mind this year for the body of Christ. I'm just overwhelmed, and every time I get an opportunity to tell somebody of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, it's just, I'm just overwhelmed with it.
You know, you mentioned all that he's done for you, all he's done for me, all that he's done for so many people. You were talking earlier about when it comes to God fulfilling his plan, we got to let him do it. And I tell you, one of the things that I've learned about myself, and I know it's true of other people too, because that human factor. I've learned that, just being honest, looking back, I still had this mentality that on some level, I had to have control. I'm a human being, and as a human being, who's able to think, who's able to reason, who's able to decide, who's able to ask for this, who's able to say this needs to happen, I need to have some level of control. But I noticed that, for one thing, when I thought I had control, I didn't.
Hallelujah.
And secondly, the more I gave control over to God and said, you know what? I'm going to give this over to you too. I'm going to give that over to you too. You know, I'm going to give, the more I gave him the control, the less stressed I was. And when it finally got to the point where, as a human being, as a man, as a husband, as a father, as everything that makes Carl Thornton Jr., Carl Thornton Jr., I was able to say, God, I'm turning it all over to you. Awesome. You take full control. And at first, in all honesty, with a little bit of skepticism, how is this going to turn out? Because I wasn't fully persuaded that it was going to turn out the way it should, which to us humans often means the way I want it to.
Awesome. Yes, sir.
But as time went on and I began to realize I was okay no matter what when I turned it over to him, instead of me keeping control, making a mess here, making a mess there. Then we got to clean up the mess and then get me back on track. The more I gave it to him, and finally getting to the point where, you know, Lord, now finally I'm rejoicing in the fact that you're in full control. I'm celebrating the fact that you're in full control. And now, instead of being uncomfortable when I think about you being in control, I get uncomfortable when I think about me being in control. Is that something that you think that, as Christians, that is something that we need to assess and to see where we are with that?
That is so awesome. I believe that's every believer's testimony. It's that we certain things we want to turn it over to God, but there are certain areas of our life we want to control it, and not realizing that the Bible said those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And oftentimes, when I'm like, I got the same testimony. It's that when I really, truly turned it over to God, because the Bible tells us, we've heard this scripture in Proverbs 3 and 5. It says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Yes. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways,
yes,
acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the awesome, and I thank you for the honesty in it. Because we need that sometimes, even on the radio.
Yes,
we need the honesty and to say, no, I've been down that road. I can tell you the street. I can tell you the time and the date.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Michael Gamble, sharing some more insights with us regarding predestination. Wow. What relevance. What relevance. What relevance. He's going to be back with us, so you all stay with us. More of the relevance of predestination right here on 1550 AM The Voice. And remember, the other voice you're hearing is that of Johnny Wilder Jr. The title of the song is My Goal.
Lord, I give my all to you. Please make my dreams come true.
Heaven is my goal. Let them talk if they want to. I believe God knows. I'll never change my mind. That's all the